Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday and every weekday evening, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you the thrilling story of Chandu, the magician. But before our tale of magic and mystery resumes, may we say a word about the magic rule of three for washing dishes. If you believe, as many thousands of homemakers do, that nothing equals rich, thick, sudsy soap suds for washing dishes three times a day, remember these three things. First, you want a soap that makes plenty of rich, thick suds. White King is the soap for suds. Every tiny granule of soap goes to work making suds. And those White King suds stand up in water that feels comfortable to your hands. Second, you want a soap that washes dishes sparkling bright. When you follow a White King dishwashing with a hot water rinse, your dishes are left so very clean, so very bright, you can dry them in a jiffy. And third, you want a soap that is easy on your hands. Those gentle White King suds are wonderfully kind to pretty hands. For washing clothes or dishes, we know you'll love the soap we make. Yes, you'll love White King. In the underground room of the forbidding Balkan castle, lighted only by the green flame on the pagan altar of black magic, Frank Chandler summons all his occult powers to release Bob Regent from the dark enchantment of the diabolical Prince Dimitri. But meanwhile, Dorothy and Betty discover that within moments, the rooms upstairs have been ransacked and left in chaos, as if by a malicious spirit. The shadowy hall seems empty, but far down its gloomy length, Dorothy catches a glimpse of two gleaming eyes like those of an enormous cat. It is now a moment later. Chandler and Bob are at the top of the hidden stairway leading to the portrait gallery. Chandu, the magician.
Wait a minute, Uncle Frank. Aren't you going to close the stairway door?
Not now, Bob. Come on. As soon as your mother knows you're all right again, I'm going back down there.
For Pete's sake, why?
To destroy the forces that have haunted this hilltop for 20 centuries.
But I thought you did that when you and Dimitri battled it out down there.
This goes back long before Dimitri's time, Bob.
Well, you won't hear me say I'm going with you this time. I hope I never have to see that room again as long as I live.
You won't.
Oh, it was like a nightmare. I knew I was telling you off, acting like a dead-end kid, but I couldn't help it.
It's over now, Bob. Forget it.
Boy, I sure hope so. Mom, you look like you'd seen a ghost. It's okay now.
And that's what you think.
Well, it is, too. You should have seen Uncle Frank give Dimitri the business.
Dorothy, what are you staring at?
Gone. But it was there just now.
Now, don't tell me Dimitri's got you going around in circles.
Mother, maybe it was Dimitri you saw.
It can't be Dimitri. You're imagining things, and no wonder.
It would take more than imagination to make me forget the way Bob looked down there, Frank. Is he really free of that awful thing?
It's all over, Dot. Now, what's going on up here?
Just look in your room, Uncle Frank.
My room? Well, I thought you said...
And Mother's room's just as bad. Look!
Holy Moses! Something sure tore it apart.
And whatever it was, it's still up there.
There's nothing supernatural, Dot. You know that.
I don't know what to think.
Well, spooks don't go around tearing beds to pieces and throwing clothes around.
Oh, I know it wasn't a ghost. I'm not that silly. But, Frank, I saw its eyes.
And Mother's emerald ring is gone, Uncle Frank. The one you brought her from India.
What? It can't be.
But it is.
Well, you'll probably find it when you straighten up your room.
I left it on the dressing table, and it's not there.
Well, this isn't the work of a jewel thief. He just happened to see the ring, and...
Who? You sound like you knew who it was.
I think I know what he wanted. Dot, where did you see this fellow?
Clear down at the end of the hall. It didn't look like a man at all.
Huh?
I was going to Betty's room to see if
Come
I...
Come on. Show me where he was.
It must have been at the very end of the hall. But, Frank, you know I wasn't down in the cellars more than a few minutes.
But before that, Bob and Betty had been down there for almost an hour.
Well, that's right. And you were in Lobova. There, Frank. Those eyes must have been right there, about this far from the floor. Cat's eyes.
Hmm. Some cat, 3 feet high. You know what? If I'd kept that room, I might have seen the castle ghost.
What do you mean, if you'd kept it?
Well, you know, Betts. I was going to sleep in there, and then Uncle Frank...
There's someone in there, all right.
Uncle Frank, you locked all these doors.
There's a key in the lock.
Mm, a lot of good it did to dump all those keys in the chest downstairs.
It's the dwarf.
A ring, eh? But who could be in there with him?
Stand still. I'm going to open the door just a crack. Quiet now.
How cold it is in this accursed country. Always Aranyi leave where the sun shines.
Can you see who he's talking to, Frank?
No, I can't.
And now he must freeze himself in this so terrible country where it is never warm.
He's sitting all doubled up in a big chair turned toward the window.
How could Aranyi know when he has said he would come here that he will freeze himself?
For Pete's sake, the other guy must be deaf and dumb.
Now they have returned, and I still have not found it. Oh, what shall I do?
I don't think there's anyone with him. He's talking to himself. I'll go in. Well, Aranyi.
Chandu!
Dot, shut the door quick.
The sister of Chandu, who did not see Aranyi in the dark cellar, twisting the water pipe over her head.
Stop that.
Oh, it was you.
Stay where you are, Aranyi.
Christian!
I said stay where you are.
He really does look like a spider.
Mademoiselle, you cannot speak
Aranyi,
like
that. Give me my sister's ring.
I have no ring. I came into this castle only to be warm. See, the snow on the window.
Don't give us that, you little shrimp.
I want that ring now, or you'll wish you'd never touched it.
I say I do not know of this ring.
It is an emerald, a great carved emerald from the secret places of India. Do you know what it can do to the fingers of a thief?
I am not a thief.
The emerald will cling to your fingers so you cannot let it go. Everywhere men will look at its green fire and say, it does not belong to him. There goes a thief.
No.
Give it to me now.
Take it! Take it!
That's better. Pick it up, Mom.
Here you are, Mom.
She'll never want to wear it again now.
Of course I will.
I'd better pick him up and shake him. No telling what else he has in his pockets.
You are the son of Robert Regent, on whom be 10,000 curses.
Listen, you little shrimp.
All right, Aranyi. Let's have it. What do you want here?
No. I do not want to be here. I will be glad when I have returned to Cairo, where a man may sit in the sun and be warm.
A man.
Betty, don't, dear.
I know you shot the king, Aranyi. So even Roxor can't save you now.
Roxor is pleased. Pavel is dead.
Hey, don't you know Roxor fell in a well in Malta and was drowned?
Imbecile, no. Of course he did not.
We have news for you.
Betty, Roxor is alive.
My mother. Uncle Frank, what makes you think so?
Not now, Betty. Well, Aranyi.
Aranyi the spider is not tall like other men. He cannot fight in battles. He cannot love a woman. She only laughs at him. But in the small hands of Aranyi, a pistol can bring a king to Aranyi's feet.
I never heard anything so appalling.
So it was your own idea, shooting the king.
Mais oui, it was mine. The strong one was in a rage.
I know, because it happened too soon.
Who does he mean?
Jan Metzels.
Even Dimitri was like a tiger when he knew of it. But Pavel Karavits was dead.
But still, you stayed on in the country.
Because you are here. Roxor knows it now. He knows you have the secret.
Are you still talking about that formula of my father?
Yeah, because if you are, it's in Egypt. What's so funny?
He doesn't mean the formula. Do you, Aranyi?
Zit! I will not speak again. No.
But why? You don't often have the opportunity to tell anyone about your cleverness. Roxor must think a great deal of you. To trust you with such an important errand. He could have sent a great husky man like Jan Metzos, or a brilliant handsome one like Dimitri. In
Instead, he chose you, Aurelia.
For Pete's sake, Uncle Frank, what's going on?
Oui, society, truth.
Perhaps I've been mistaken in you, Aurelia. Thinking too little of your ability.
Tiens. I am more necessary to Roxar than all his tall men. I have told you this, Chandu.
Yes, I should have listened more carefully. What have you been looking for?
Not the emeralds of Madame. I saw it flashing like a flame in the light of my candle. In Paris, I could sell it for 50,000 francs.
So you took it. Naturally.
Oui, oui, but it is nothing. I have taken also from the room of Mademoiselle this.
My Egyptian necklace that Naji gave me. It came out of a pyramid.
Chandu will say it is for me to keep.
He will not. Give it here, Renier.
Oh, it is ancient. It will bring me more money than the emerald.
Betty, come over here a moment, dear.
Look here, you little goon. If you
let him alone, Bob. No, Renee.
Darling, don't you see what Uncle Frank's trying to do? Keep still.
Madame is whispering about me. I know it.
Ladies always have small secrets, Renee. A clever man like you knows that.
Madame shall tell me what she said.
Tell him, Dorothy.
Why, I was just saying...
Oh, Mother, I can't help it. I can't bear to have him handling my necklace. He spoiled it for me forever.
Oh, Betty.
The daughter of Robert Regent. He's having me the spider, huh?
Listen, Renee.
No, I will not listen. You have the secrets, but I will find them. I will come and go in the night while you sleep.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Dot, you and Betty go back to your room.
I will follow you up and down the dark stairs.
Oh, Uncle Frank.
I'll hold him, Dot. Go on.
No, quick,
Betty.
No.
Now what, Uncle Frank?
We'll lock him in here until I...
Renier cannot be locked away from the secrets.
Hold still, you...
No!
Darcy got out of that room at Najee's.
Ahmed, let him out. He won't get out of here until I'm ready to let him go.
When I have found the secrets, I will go. But you will stay to look into the face of death. May we, you... All of you.
And now, before we say good night, Chandu the magician has an exciting gift for all you ladies listening. The gift of a helpful washbook prepared for you by the makers of White King soap. The name of this book is Washing Made Easy, and it is yours for the asking in exchange for just one White King soap box top. Washing Made Easy is written just like a cookbook. It gives you rules and recipes for every type of wash day problem. It tells you exactly how much soap to use, how to overcome hard water problems, how to use and care for your automatic washing machine. And now this White King washbook is yours as a gift from Chandu the magician in exchange for one White King soap box top mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. If you are having any wash day problems, send in the questions you would like answered by White King's staff of wash day experts. Mail in your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. The part of Aurelie the Spider is played by Rolf Sedan. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.